Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, good Saturday morning. How are you doing? Hope it's a wonderful, wonderful weekend for you. We are in the neighborhood, East Nashville. The iconic Roy's Meat Service. Greg Pug 101, presented by Freeman Webb. And our guest is WSMV sports anchor Chris Harris. Hello, Chris.
Hello, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Like you said, it's a gorgeous morning right now.
Yeah.
It's not too sweltering hot yet. So, yeah, fantastic.
Put that up just a little bit. Right, there all you right. go. All right. Well, you already have gotten the sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
The that, royal treatment.
That's your talent fee.
Yeah, okay. Very good.
But you're also required, as I showed you, to buy a couple pounds of the Wagyu beef.
Seems like a fair trade-off.
Yeah, so you're out about $120.
No problem. No problem.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for letting me be here and chat with you.
Yeah, we've been hit and miss. I've been asking
You've
been big timing.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I do.
Enjoy your work, man. I really do.
Thanks. Yeah. Same goes, man. Like, you know, I'm a Nashville native. I grew up here, so I've been seeing your name on bylines ever since I could read.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, I think.
That is a compliment.
Yeah. Brentwood Brewing, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I grew up in Franklin off of Snead Road, kind of in the Temple Hills area. My parents are still there. I went to Brentwood High School. My sister went to Franklin High School.
Wow.
Yeah.
Back when they were the Rebels. What are they?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's right.
And they changed that.
Yeah, that's right.
So I just want to go around. There's no agenda here. I mean, you find a rabbit hole, we'll jump down in it. Okay.
Great.
Whatever with that. Just around the horn, Robert Saleh.
Yep.
And Brian Daboll and Gus Bradley and Jim Fossil. And you know, I talk to Jeff Fisher quite often.
Sure.
And he loves that staff.
A lot of experience.
Yeah.
A lot of experience. Guys who've been doing it for a long time. So it's 180 degrees different than the previous staff where you had a handful of first-timers in those specific jobs. Now you got guys who've been doing what they've been doing forever. And the fact that Gus Bradley was basically Robert Saleh's mentor coming up, and now the roles are reversed and Bradley's there for another pair of eyes and helping run things. And, yeah, it's a different vibe over there for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe Brian Daboll's, you know what, quite frankly, you hope he's a head coach in 2028 or 2027 somewhere else. I mean, he's getting the job done here.
Yeah.
And Bones Fossil is, there's, I mean.
No one better.
Yeah, no one better.
No one better.
But he knows how the sausage is made.
Sure.
And so this is the best staff that this team has had since Fisher had whichever defense coordinator you want to plug in, Greg Williams, Jim Schwartz, you know, Dave McGinnis.
I mean, you were around for those days, so you would know definitely better than, I mean, the results speak for themselves for that coaching
Cunningham staff.
Yeah, that's right. You mentioned Daboll, though, about being a head coach again. I mean, I think you're spot on, and I'm sure that was the arrangement going into this when both sides approached one another. They're like, look, we can help each other out. Like, Saul is trying to, you know, rehab his ability as a head coach, right? Daboll wants to continue to show that he's a playmaker and the quarterback whisperer so he can get another head coaching job. And really, every press conference that we've had with Daboll, I think we've done 3 now, he stands up at the podium and carries himself like a head coach. Like, it's the first thing I noticed the first time he got up there. So, yeah, not shocking at all. If they have any type of success this year and Cam Ward takes a leap, wouldn't be shocked at all to see Daboll running his own show again somewhere else next year.
And with Saleh, and I don't go out there, and that's by choice. I've done my time.
Yeah.
Is that what you just said, he's in charge. The head coach needs okay, that's the nerve system starter right there, is the head coach. Yet I think he's respectful of all the components that go into being a head coach, okay? Mm-hmm. That door sometimes is open, sometimes it's closed, and sometimes it's lonely. Sometimes everybody's knocking on it. It's sort of been whiplash from Vrabel to Callahan, that was whiplash.
Sure.
Yeah.
Two completely different people.
And now it just seems like I think I could would enjoy covering on a day-to-day basis Robert Saleh.
Yeah, and we'll see. And so we've had, you know, a few times to talk to him. What, the proof's in the pudding, right? Like, we're going to see exactly how it is once the games start, and through successes and failures, people kind of reveal who they are. Right now is the honeymoon period, right? Like, he's undefeated. He's coming out. He's saying all the right things. All gas, no brakes is the phrase. You know, high energy, all that
Tell
stuff.
Tell me he doesn't have a bunch of cliches, though.
Not a bunch. That's
good.
The one.
Okay,
that's the one.
Because don't go Butch Owens on me.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Butch Jones.
Butch Jones.
Butch Owens, that's another guy. Actually, that's Eli Gold's longtime spotters.
All right.
Now, why I would know that?
I'm sure you have a lot of useless knowledge up there between your ears.
My wife tells me that every day.
But, yeah, we'll see. I think, you know, if nothing else, there's definitely an excitement, not only around the building, but, you know, more importantly, outside the building for a team that's won a combined six games the last 2 years. So you got to start somewhere, and right now it starts with optimism.
How many they win this year?
Oh, more than three is all I can say.
Seven, maybe?
Just depends. Like, you never know how the schedule's going to go, right? Like, it's a good thing that they don't have to play anyone, or they're not paired up with the NFC West again like they were last year. Like, it was the best division in football, and they had to run through that. So they have a more favorable schedule than last year, but it's to put a number on it, I think, is tough to do. I'm just going to say more than three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That limb didn't break. You had on,
right.
You know, the end of it. Chris Harris is our guest, WSMV sports anchor at 101 with Greg Pug, presented by Freeman Webb at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. NHL, Chris McFarland.
Yep.
New GM, and even more president of operations.
Yeah.
The boss.
Yep.
Of the,
got
of,
both the titles.
Well, yeah. He's the boss of hockey.
Yep.
Side and what do you think?
Well, another good thing, like, you know, he seems very well, at least they think he's very well qualified from what he's done over in Colorado. He was running the show with Joe Sakic, and now he gets kind of the keys to the car. The thing that I think was interesting is, so on the day that they brought him in for the press conference, like, everyone wants to know, like, what the future of the coach is, right? And so specifically asked him what he thinks about Andrew Burnett, and he said it was too early and we're going to talk and whatever. Well, today's Saturday, Wednesday night, Thursday night, or maybe Thursday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, he went on like a satellite radio for the NHL and was talking with some guys, and a couple of the guys just like straight up asked him, like, so yeah, what's the deal with, you know, Burnett and the assistants, like, are they all coming back? And he basically said yeah. So like that just kind of like flew under the radar. There was no big, the press didn't confirm it or whatever, they just say whatever. So it appears that Andrew Burnett and his staff are coming back.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a whole lot of talk about that otherwise. But
I think,
you know,
that's the right way.
To start out and just see what you got?
Yeah.
Sure.
But, heck, in that league, you can.
Right. It doesn't mean it'll be there the entire year.
Had the
The Golden Knights.
Vegas.
Eight games left in the regular season there in the playoffs. Adios for the head coach. Bring in Tortorella.
Yeah. I mean.
It's crazy.
Who was it? Barry Melrose, I think he was fired after the first game in Tampa or something crazy like that.
Probably, yeah. It's the Wild West in the NHL with coaches, man. It's crazy.
But I think, and who doesn't love Barry Trotz, right?
Right.
But I do think it's time to break the past.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, new ownership, too, and that helps. And, like, you just wonder how it all – I would like to see, and that, to use your phrase you used earlier with Bones Fossil, I would like to see how the sausage is made now in the front office with the Predators, since they have all new blood in there.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's what they needed, really.
Sure.
Yeah. And I think Barry sensed that, too. I don't think Barry was forced out. I think Barry sensed it was time.
Yeah. Well, he got emotional even talking about it, you know, in the press conference they had, announcing this is what was going to happen. So, you know, like he mentioned, he's got Preds tattooed on him somewhere. He wouldn't tell us where.
Really?
No, he would not. So,
well, he confirmed that, though.
Yeah.
I don't have a tattoo. If the Milwaukee Brewers ever win the World Series, I'm getting the tattoo.
The logo?
Yeah, the logo, right. The MB glove logo. Yeah.
Who's
your
favorite Brewers player ever?
Oh, I mean,
is it Yount?
Yeah,
okay.
It's got to be Robin Yount.
All right.
I mean, not even close. But, yeah, I'll show you how old I am. I went to 82 okay. World Series. They yeah. went to the 82 World Series, okay? They didn't go to the playoffs for 25 straight years.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're on a with Mizorowski.
Sure.
Don't get me going. Don't get me in that Brewers rabbit hole, or this will be one-on-one with Greg Pogue with guest Greg Pogue. But I went to all seven games of the 82 World Series.
Wow, that's incredible.
What were you doing in 82?
I was 2 years old.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So not at the all not, seven games of the Milwaukee yeah, Brewers World
yeah,
Series.
And
that's awesome. All yeah. seven games?
Yeah.
Amazing. How much were tickets to the World Series back then?
The ones in St. Louis, you know me, free.
Yeah.
Nice. I was living in Bowling Green, yeah. and the Anheuser-Busch distributor up there, of course, you know, Busch.
Right.
So he, you know, I got tickets to him. I did
that's
pay,
awesome.
Did pay for them in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah. They played four games in St. Louis, three in Milwaukee.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the ticket cost was? I'm just fascinated by like what stuff used to cost.
$50, $100. I was 20, whatever.
Yeah.
I was 4 years old.
Sure. I'd be surprised if they were even $100.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
And it was
all
awesome. At Old County Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get out of that rabbit hole. Chris Harris with us. He's our guest, 101 with Greg Pogue, WSMV sports anchor. Chris Harris, of course, the long line there of Rudy Kalis,
yep.
Charlie Mack,
yep.
Joe Fisher. There's a you got some
yeah
you
so,
got some boots to fill.
Oh,
over there.
It's yeah, it's great. You know, I'm
Channel 4 has such a great legacy.
Yes, and we can start there. So this past September, we celebrated 75 years in existence at WSMV. It's the oldest people here know like who have been here for a while. It's the oldest TV station. In town, the first one that was on the air, up on the hill.
I didn't see the first broadcast.
Yeah,
just
you weren't
that
there.
Out.
Okay,
good. That way, I get ahead of your joke.
Nice, nice. But yeah, no, it's something that I, you know, take tremendous pride in being a part of, especially being a native Nashvillian. I remember, you know, my parents have the silly story. They claim this is true. I don't think it can be, but they do. They claim that when I was, you know, newscasts used to end. There was always, like, a jingle that would play, you know, and they would, like, show the studio shot as the lights went down and whatever. They claim that when I was, like, a young, like, baby, toddler or whatever, whenever the jingle would run when they would finish watching the news, I would, like, stop and, like, be transfixed by the jingle. And now I work there. So they claim that that is 100% true. I have no way to dispute it because I was too young.
Well, they're your parents. What do you mean? Why would you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's it. So,
yeah,
but
I make stuff about my kids all the time.
But yeah, no, it's great. I wear that badge with pride.
Well,
not only working at Channel 4, but being from here and having my entire family here. Like that all means a lot to me.
Well, just the names are legacies.
Yeah.
Dan Miller.
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously, Demetria.
Yeah.
Bill Hall. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been Bowling Green, obviously, growing up.
We got, that was the station.
Yeah, we got, back then, Channel 2 was on Channel 8.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They flipped. The public was 2, and 8 was the ABC, and I don't know why they flipped. Back in the 70s, but it was, and then 2, 4, 5, and then Bowling Green had Channel 13, which was an ABC affiliate.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up on all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's something. It's just, you know, interesting to see the evolution of how things go, but that's just kind of part of it.
Chris Harris is our guest with it. A lot to get to with you, Missouri grad alum.
Yeah,
maybe the premier journalism school in the country, you will tell me it is.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Just because.
Well, hold that. We're not going to get into that.
All right,
I want to get into, you know, because that obviously, you know, is the premier. All right. It is. I don't mean that in just the most sincere of the ways. Chris Harris is our guest. 101 with Greg Pogue. Oh, Brandon Bigsby. We got the A-team producing today.
Okay.
Back in the 94.9, the studio, the game Nashville and all that stuff. So, hey, we're here at Roy's Meat Services, Nashville 101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Freeman Webb on 94.9, The Fan. Chris Harris, the guest, WSMV Sports Anchor 101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Chris Harris already on his second sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, which is fine.
I'm going for the Baker's Dozen.
We need to fatten you up.
Baker's Dozen.
You're too skinny. oh, by the way, I can't believe I hadn't mentioned it. This afternoon, 4 o'clock, this is my show, okay? F&M Bank Arena, Nashville Cats, Albany Firebirds. The Cats are 7-1, Albany 8-1. It's for first place in the league. It's the Vice TV National Game of the Week on Vice Network. Eli Gold does all of the national TV games. My buddy Eli, that's why I knew his spotter was Butch Owen.
Awesome.
For 30-something years. And so get on up there, man. We're not going to sell out, but we're close.
Yeah.
Which is we're hitting, and it was just announced this week. Of course, partners Jeff Jarrett, Jeff Fisher, myself. We lead the league in attendance. We lead the league in merchandise sales. And we, after today, we will lead the league in the standings.
There you go.
Good. And be in the driver's seat for the number one overall seed. So come on up. Bring your camera, Chris. Come on up. We'll get you in.
Nice. I love that arena.
Oh.
F&M Bank Arena is fantastic.
And it's the best part. We were talking off air.
Yeah.
It's the best part, SS&E, Sabretooth Sports and Entertainment. That's a subsidiary, if you will, of the Nashville Predators.
Yeah.
Janine Lalick, Patrick Cesaro, they essentially work for that company. It's like Powers Management. That's the company that runs the arena for the Predators. And so it's a great relationship.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's doing really well. Local kid, huh?
Yeah. Proud of it.
Yeah.
I knew Nashville when it was something different.
Tell me about mom, dad, brothers, and sisters growing up. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, sure. So, my folks, again, live in the Temple Hills area. My mom worked in the office at Grassland Elementary School for a number of years. She's the best. She is one of those people that remembers everybody's name, their family members, all that stuff. I did not get that gene from her. I got a lot of good stuff from her, but I did not get that gene. She's unbelievable. My dad did marketing for a local construction company ever since I can remember. They're both retired. They're grandparents now. My sister is married, and they have a 15-year...
What's your sister's name?
Kimberly.
How many brothers and sisters you have?
Just one.
Just
me
one?
And Kimberly.
Are you big brother or little brother?
Older brother.
Yeah.
Kimberly has a 15-year-old nephew that goes... Or 15-year-old son, my nephew, that goes to Franklin High School. So, everybody's in the area. Cousins, uncle, aunt, whatever. My cousin, Brian Harris, just got the head coaching job for the baseball team at Father Ryan.
All right.
Yeah.
You're now a big Irish fan.
That's right. And so the irony is, my dad and his older brother, my dad's one of three brothers. My dad and his older brother, Bill, went to Father Ryan, and their younger brother, Robert, went to NBA. Now, Robert was an All-American pitcher at Vandy for Schmitto. And then his two kids.
Back in the mid-70s.
Yeah, his two kids, Brian and Andrew, played for Corbin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, now Brian's the head coach at Father Ryan. Went to NBA,
you
and now he's at Father Ryan.
You didn't get that gene either.
I didn't get that gene either, man. I didn't get that gene either. I was a big school. Like, I love sports. I just wasn't great at them. I tried to play everything that I could for as long as I could, but I was a big school nerd, too, so I was just – I was doing everything I possibly could. I wasn't focused on any one thing to be great at. I just wanted to do everything.
Brentwood High School.
Yeah, great place. Still there. Still there.
Well, good.
The funny thing is, too, that like Williamson County, the way that it's grown and the new schools that have come in over the last 10, 15 years, I'm pretty sure this is accurate. The actual physical building at Brentwood High School now is the oldest building high school in Williamson County, which is weird to think about. Because, you know, Franklin High School was like old, which is part, yeah. And
but
so
it's
they,
also
they rebuilt
a
it.
Different school system,
well, that's what I'm
too.
Saying.
Yeah.
Well, it's a different building.
Yeah.
Like it's
Franklin City Schools and Williamson County,
no,
are
it's all
together
all
now?
Williamson County School, okay, yeah. Cool. All Williamson County all right. Schools. So, yeah, you know, they rebuilt Franklin High School, and that's great. And then, you know, Page, the new building and everything. And then, you know, you add in Ravenwood and Centennial and Independence and all the, like, all those were newer. So, I'm pretty sure, like, Brentwood High School, the building was built in 1982, and, like, to think that, like, now that's the oldest standing building of all the Williamson County High Schools is weird.
What year did you graduate?
97.
Was Dennis King the boys'
basketball,
the legendary Dennis King?
Yeah, he was my sophomore year honors English teacher.
Yeah.
He claimed, and I never doubt him because, like, he was a firecracker and very intelligent. He claimed that when he was growing up, I remember this distinctly, he and his brother decided to read and learn every single word in the dictionary. Like, definitions, all that stuff. So, like, how do you quit? You just pick a word, and there's like, all right, spell this, what does this mean, whatever. And he'd recite whatever it was. So, I don't know.
I didn't get
amazing.
That gene.
Yeah. But yeah, Coach King was awesome, man.
Yeah. Then just the high school. When did you start thinking I'm going to do what you're doing?
Yeah, when I was in high school, yeah. Actually, and it's another great local story. So here we go. We had a neighbor who was some kind of a musician who knew Bob Mueller, and he mentioned, "Hey, I have a neighbor. He's a good kid. He thinks he wants to go into sports, like an intern." And so John Dwyer had just started at Channel 2 in the sports department. And so somehow I got hooked, and John couldn't have been nicer. And he's like, "Yeah, come hang out with us or whatever." So I interned at Channel 2 for a little bit when I was in high school. And John was great and gave me advice and let me hang out and ask stupid questions, I'm sure, and whatever. And that was when I was like, you know what, this is pretty cool. And then you visit the University of Missouri and you see what they do. And the reason I think, and Mizzou people think it's the best, is because it's the only university journalism program in the country where you work at either the local NBC affiliate or the local daily newspaper, mm-hmm. and that is part of your college credit. Like, your classes are there. It's not campus TV, and in addition to, like, the NBC station KOMU in Columbia, Missouri, you have management and the main anchors who are paid whatever. The reporters, the producers, web people, anyone who's not management, all students.
Yeah.
All students. So you
cheap labor.
Well, and yeah. If you think about it, we're paying to work,
right?
Because our tuition pays for that. So yeah. It's a great setup they have, but you know, we're afforded all kinds of opportunities and real world experience while we're in college before we even get out there. Like, when I was in college, I got to go to Cardinals and Royals spring training for like a week, like we did both. Mm-hmm. I got to go to Kansas City Chiefs training camp. And, you know, as a 21-year-old, I'm sitting down, like, back to the Royals, and sitting down doing a one-on-one with George Brett. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Well, and it is. Missouri, you look at the journalism schools, Columbia, obviously.
Oh, yeah, Syracuse is great.
Syracuse.
Northwestern.
Cranks
those are the big ones.
Actually, yeah. The best on the mid-major levels where I went, Western Kentucky.
Sure.
Very
Absolutely.
Strong journalism school.
Yeah. Well, MTSU here, too.
Yeah.
They turn out there's a lot of people that work in this market that are MTSU grads.
Yep.
A lot of people.
But are you a Tigers fan? Did you become
Mizzou?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You had to be, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I got there and
gets cold in Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, well, just the Midwest in general. Like, you know, I'm from here and I got thin blood and whatever. And so just the thing about, yeah, in the Midwest, like when it snows and then the snow just sits there and then it's gray and it's nasty and it's just, yeah, the Midwest winters are not my thing.
So, you know, I was going to usually, Chris Harris with us, WSMV sports anchor, one-on-one with Greg Poe. This is called a rejoin.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me the lingo.
Hey, Chris Harris, WSMV sports anchor. So that was your first job, really. I mean, when was your first, well, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Going through Missouri with that.
Yeah.
And that, I've always, I have been in a position to hire people, okay?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't – first question. I don't really care what you learned.
Mm.
I want to know what you can do.
Absolutely.
And that's the most important thing. What can you do?
Yeah. No question. And I think, at least for me personally, and, I mean, the school's reputation is what it is because that's what they do. For me personally, like, I've learned what I needed to do right out of the bat. Now, like, obviously, as you get older, like, you learn to hone your craft and your delivery and all that stuff. But the technical stuff, I remember my first job was in Waco, Texas. And after about the first month, my dad asked me, he's like, you know, how prepared were you for the job? He's like, well, all the technical stuff I already knew.
Yeah, like, you could probably go down there and teach.
Yeah, the cameras that we had, you know, were the exact same. The editing software was the exact same. Like, the workflow, like, all that stuff. Like, I knew what I was getting into from day one. So, I had 18 months experience before I actually got my first TV job.
Yeah, that's why it's one of the best.
Yeah.
It really is. Chris Harris is our guest, WSMV sports anchor, 101 with Greg Pug, presented by Freeman Webb. Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. I think Chris has run us out of sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits. We'll figure that out
up
later.
Up to seven now.
Yeah, it's okay. You said you're going to go for the Baker's Dozen. Let me tell you about the Boulevard Bar and Grill. Jeff Nebel, Tay, and Leia, the managers there, it's a rock star. I was in there yesterday afternoon. and their big screen TV you can see from space. It's that big. Watching a little bit of the World Cup with some friends and everything. I love it down there. They also own 2J's in Murfreesboro. Well, but that's the site of all the MTSU coaches show, football, men's basketball with the voice, Chip Walters. I do the women's coaches show there. Just great. Their specials are amazing. Every day they got this is $10. You can't go to McDonald's for $10, okay? a smash burger with fries every Wednesday for $10.
Boom. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, but they got Italian night. I'm going to tell you what they do, though. They have, when I tell you this, by the way, they got pitchers of beer down there, too, but that's for you. Anyway.
that's for me.
Yeah. Saturday, it's the nachos. They got a pitcher, 60-ounce beer. Anyway, they have a dogs on the patio menu. Seriously. You can bring your dog out to the patio.
Yeah.
They will give you a menu, and you can order a burger or a patty, not without the bread, chicken, $5.
Nice.
So they have a dog menu there.
Love that, man. Yeah. Love that.
Name another restaurant that has a dog
menu. A dog menu? None that I know of.
And it lets you bring them and sit on the patio.
Sure. Yeah. I love the fact that there are a lot of local establishments that are trying to be dog-friendly now. I just saw two dogs walk in here while we were talking. That's great, man. We're a dog owner ourselves, and it's just fantastic. So more of that.
Yeah. BoulevardMurfreesboro.com. Check it out. More with Chris Harris when we come back. 101 with Greg Pug, presented by Freeman Webb. Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville on 94.9 The Fan. 101 with Greg Pug, presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Again, reminding you, 4 o'clock this afternoon, first place in Arena Football 1 on the line. Albany, the defending champion, it beat the Cats 60-57 in the championship game last year up in Albany on the last play of the game. They kicked the field goal to walk off.
Brutal.
I want a piece of some Albany A. Okay. I'm serious. I am pumped. And, you know, when the schedule came out, we got to go up there July 11th. There's two games.
Yeah.
But this is huge. It's a national TV game on Vice, Eli Gold doing the TV. And, so a big game. So come on, 4 o'clock this afternoon, and we'll be rocking that bit. I've come up with a few little cute little things, right? We're going to throw a party and hope a football game breaks out.
Oh, there you go.
You got that
one.
Yeah,
very
nice. And, you know, when the ball goes in the stands, you don't keep that ball. We actually replace it with a souvenir ball.
Oh, okay.
With Jeff Fisher, Jeff Jarrett, and Coach Arbet's signature.
Nice.
There wasn't enough room for mine, apparently.
That's because you sign it like John Hancock. Five times as big as everyone else's.
The ball, I need a big, But anyway, so we replace them, the balls. But, you're on that front row. You better keep your head on a swivel.
Sure.
I mean, players end up in your lap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so I came up with, hey, you can keep the football, just throw our players back.
Nice.
Yeah, so anyway. Chris Harris, WSMV sports anchor with us. Your first job.
Ever?
Waco.
TV job.
TV. You jumped ever.
Yeah.
All right, give me your first job.
Yeah, I was.
Don't tell me it was like cooking chicken at Kentucky Fried Chicken or not. I mean, in this world.
Yep.
Okay.
Cashier at the Food Lion in Franklin.
No, I need your
first. That was my first.
I get that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, your first job.
TV job.
First job, or maybe when you were in high school, you worked at Franklin, was at WAKM, maybe, or whatever?
No, nothing like that that I got paid for.
Okay.
So, although, and here's another fun little local story. So my senior year in high school, this was after I interned over at Channel 2 with Dwyer and, like, really started looking for any opportunity I could in broadcasting. Somehow, I got hooked up. So NBA football games were on WAMB radio. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that.
1160.
Yep. There we go.
I love it.
Okay.
Back in the day, they played big band music. I'm serious.
Amazing.
Go ahead.
Amazing. I was going to say, I wish that was the lead-in to the games. That would have been awesome. But anyway, so I got hooked up. There were a couple of guys that would broadcast in the games, and they were like, I didn't get paid anything, but I just wanted the experience. Hey, you can come in and spot for us and whatever. Well, one of those guys who was doing the play-by-play was Charlie Matos. You know that name?
Oh, love
voice
Charlie.
Of the Vandy women's
well,
basketball
voice
team
of the
for
Grand
years.
Ole Opry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie's a great dude.
Yeah. Just spoke at Bill Cody's funeral a few days ago. Mm-hmm. So anyways, so I helped out a little bit with that. And then the other guy, like four games into the season, quit. So Charlie was just like, why don't you jump on? I don't want to do these games myself. So I'm 18 years old. Yeah. And like, I mean, I know football a little bit from having played and watched and whatever for as long as I can remember. But, you know, he let me just talk, and I'm sure I was awful and a complete moron like most 18-year-olds are, but he couldn't have been nicer either. So when you talk about, that, I guess, first broadcasting job that I just volunteered for and wanted the experience, then that was it.
Yeah, well, you're around some pretty dang good ones, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Charlie Maddox is
he was awesome.
He's a buddy, and he did. Now, here's a rookie mistake.
Is your phone on?
Here's a rookie mistake.
Do people not know you're on the air now? You've
apparently,
only been doing the show for 37 years.
Yeah, it's my wife. No. It's my favorite person, Spam.
Nice.
But, yeah, rookie mistake with my phone on.
But yeah. The funny thing is, so, you know, I did that, and now we're 20 years later. And when I came back, and I was, you know, at a Vanderbilt women's basketball game, and I was kind of in the press room before the game, and Charlie comes in, and I walked up to him. I said, there's no way you're going to remember this, but told him that story. He started dying laughing. He's like, that's amazing, and now you're here? I said, yeah. Small world.
Yep.
Small world.
Waco, Texas,
yep.
Your first gig
first
out of college.
Yep.
What was that like? Waco seems to be a world of its own.
Yes, and it is much different now than it was then. Back then, it was a truck stop on I-35 between Dallas and Austin. There was not much going on there. The best athletic program that they had going was the women's basketball team. Kim Mulkey had just gotten there. So she was – when I was there for 2 years, I think 2 years after I left was when they won the national title there. So they were just starting out. The football team was terrible. Kevin Steele was the head coach, if you remember Kevin
Steele. Oh, yeah.
Steele. Yeah. The baseball team was okay. The men's basketball team, I was there for, I don't know if you remember the murder scandal they had down there in the early 2000s.
With
Dave Bliss
Dave
was the
Bliss,
head coach.
Right.
Right. So I was there for that. I mean, they had some players on that team that, like, once that happened, players were allowed to transfer then without any penalty. So John Lucas, the point guard, was on that team. He played in the NBA for a little bit with the Bulls. Lawrence Roberts was on that team. He went to Mississippi State. Kenny Taylor was on that team. He ended up going to Texas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the team was pretty good. But, yeah, seeing that, like, you talk about an education on just, like, being prepared for anything to reveal itself in that type of news story, like, as a 22-year-old. I had no idea what was going on. I just know that one day ESPN showed up to a press conference and started asking questions in front of everybody about, so we've got some records about these payments to players. How do you respond to that? And that was the beginning of the end for Dave Bliss.
Yeah,
that was unbelievable.
What, he got he got 10-year no
basically a lifetime ban.
Right.
Yeah, he was coaching high school ball in North Dakota or something like that last I heard.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
From there to Dothan, Alabama?
Dothan, Alabama for a couple of years, which was awesome. So it's, 80 miles from the coast. So that was great on off days, going to the beach. But, we covered all of Auburn, Alabama, and Troy. Larry Blakeney was the head coach at Troy then, so we had some fun with those. Those teams were actually
I've actually
pretty
been
good.
To games at Troy.
Yeah.
In the Sun Belt Conference.
Yep. Big rival of MTSU. Battle for the Palladium.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a thing. But, Troy's in the middle of nowhere, too, as you know. But
it's
teams
on the way
good.
To the beach.
That's right. So those teams were good. They played in bowl games every year when I was there. And then, Auburn and Alabama we covered. And then I went up to Birmingham from there.
WBMA?
WBMA.
Talk about – because that's gets you into a top 50 market.
I think it was 40.
But
it was great. I mean, we did everything, Auburn and Alabama, for football, home, away, whatever. It was all you wanted. We did almost an hour-long high school football show where we hit, like, 25 to 30 games. It was like jump-starting anything that I could possibly imagine on, like, volume of how to cover stuff and churn stuff out quickly and cover big events. Yeah. So when I got there was Alabama's first national title when they went out to the Rose Bowl and played Texas. And then the next year was Cam Newton's year at Auburn. So back-to-back right there, and it was awesome.
Chris Harris, our guest, WSMV sports anchor. Then let's get it to home, 2011.
Yep.
Tell me about getting the job. How did that come about?
Yeah, so I really, really, really loved my job in Birmingham. And just because we got, like I said, we got to do so much. And so, like, I wasn't looking to leave, but you always want to keep your options open about anything, right? You don't want to close the door to anything. And so it's just, you know somebody who knows somebody, and you see, oh, they have an opening, and you send a tape, and then all of a sudden it's, oh, they want to interview you, and then it becomes serious, and you're like, okay, well, you know, see what happens. And so, yeah, it just worked out that way, and it was great. Like, my parents, when I told them, because it's, you know, out of the blue, I didn't tell them I was sending a tape or whatever, because, you know, it's jobs come open, and 250 people apply, and what, you never know. But when I got the interview, I said, so I'm coming up for an interview at Channel 4. And they were like, what? They couldn't believe it. They never thought that I would be back in Nashville.
Yeah.
So it just, yeah. As I tell people, like, I'm incredibly grateful and do not take for granted the opportunity that I have. And I relish every minute of it.
Walk me through your work day.
Every day is different, which is why I like it.
Yeah. Because Sunday night, obviously, everything points to that. Because
used to be like, we don't do a Sunday night show anymore.
Okay,
Now during football season, we do a Sunday morning show, a pregame show with the Titans that we've done. It started. I hosted with Mike Keith and Coach Mack.
Can I get a 20-second timeout on my own show here?
Yeah.
Mike Keith is our Cats captain today, and we'll be doing the ceremonial coin toss, signing autographs.
Amazing.
Thank you for reminding
me.
Yeah,
okay. Amazing. Yeah. Love Mike Keith. He's the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Mike's actually drove in this morning from Knoxville, taking his mother to brunch, driving over and hanging out with us.
Excellent.
All right, back to the original question.
Yeah.
Your work day, just a normal, let's say you're working Wednesday. What are you off on, Monday, Tuesday?
Right now, non-football season, I'm off weekend, Saturday
okay.
and Sunday.
All right, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on to that for a minute.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, but your work day, let's say you're Wednesday night, give me your work day.
Yeah, so
There's not a press conference, what do you do?
Yeah, so, well, like, I can give you just a couple examples. So this past week, when the Titans had mini camp on Tuesday and Wednesday, those press conferences started at 10:15 in the morning. So I'm there at, 9:45. I get everywhere early. 9:45 in the morning, and then my work day doesn't end until 10:45 at night.
Mm-hmm.
So those are those type of days. On days where I don't have to go in early like that, it's typically around 1, so like 1 p.m. to 10:45. But it could be anything. Again, that's why I like it. Every day is different. It could be anything. I used to tell folks when I'd like go to speak to classes or whatever, and they'd ask kind of the same question. So one of my longest work days I had that was the most fun was, like, let's say when the Preds were in the playoffs back in the glory days in 2017. So they have morning skate, which is like, just a little, like, get out there and then on the ice and skate around, and then they talk in the locker room afterwards. So that's at like 10 a.m. And then back in those days, they were having the late playoff games that would start at like 8:30 p.m. here. And then they had one game somewhere along the playoffs where they went to, like, double overtime, and Mike Fisher ended up scoring.
Oh, yeah, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
You're sitting there at midnight, and, well, hell, I'm here. I'm not leaving.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, we were there for that, and then you do all the interviews, and then you got to turn something for the morning show. So that day, my work day started at, like, 9:30 in the morning, and it didn't end until 2 a.m. the next day.
Yeah.
But, stuff like that, like, while you're in it, you're like, this is a historic moment in this city's time. Like,
no one left
to cover this.
No one left.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and I think it was like 12:57 after something like that.
Yeah,
that
awesome. So to answer your question, every day is a little different.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah,
yeah, but except at 10 o'clock, you're there. You know where
always.
You gotta be.
Yeah. We're
gonna talk about that lifestyle of that sort of an inverted type of day.
Yeah,
and some other things. Chris Harris is our guest. Brandon Bigsby is back in the studio, 94.9. The Fan. We'll take a break. 101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Freeman Webb, where Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. You stopped on at 9. I don't want you to go the baker's dozen on these sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits.
I got big pockets. I just slide them into my pockets on the way out.
No, good. Chris Harris, WSMV sports anchor. You know, I watch all the news. Yeah, I watch all of them. Yeah,
Thank you.
Well, I mean,
I'm always curious as to who does now.
Yeah, call me old school.
Yeah,
I don't buy a newspaper anymore. I broke that.
Yeah,
you know, I had held on way too long just because you know used to have ink in my blood, I guess. But I was watching. There was this really, well, attractive, but very, very talented news anchor on News Channel 5, Emily Luxer.
Yeah.
You know her?
Yeah, yeah. We've been together for a little while. We met in college.
How long you been married?
We met in college.
So in Missouri?
Yeah.
Really?
So we've been together for over 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you meet?
Yeah, just in college at a party that me and my roommate had at our apartment, and he was friends with one of her sorority sisters, and that girl brought three of her sorority sisters over, and one of them was Emily.
Yeah,
first date, probably a year later, maybe on her on her birthday. I took her out for her birthday.
Took a while.
Yeah. I think you know we were just like kind of in the friend zone for a little bit, and then ended up just working out that way.
Where's your honeymoon?
So technically we are not married.
Okay.
So we're just together.
You're common law married.
Exactly.
Okay.
We got a house and a dog. So.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, fine.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's that.
Yeah. But what's she doing now?
Yeah, so she does PR over at Cheekwood.
Okay.
Which Cheekwood's just a wonderful place, man.
I love those music. You know, I'm a big jazz. I don't know if you do that, but I love jazz.
Okay.
I am like a self-proclaimed jazz historian from 1949, from birth of, Miles Davis, birth of, that, and then all the way to about 1966 when he went to electric with Bitches Brew, the album. That's my wheelhouse.
Nice.
But what the Cheekwood is amazing.
Yeah, it's all, just a beautiful botanical garden. Obviously, during the holidays, they have the holiday lights and everything are great. They have the harvest stuff in the fall. And I don't know if you know what Chihuly, the glass-blowing art exhibit stuff is. So, like, I think it was just, like, right after COVID was when Chihuly came in through there, and they had the illuminated glass sculptures and stuff. Yeah, it's a great spot, man. Great. A Nashville institution.
Favorite Nashville restaurant?
Yeah, that's a great question. I love Rolf and Daughters over in Germantown.
Okay.
Like, it's just fresh-made pasta and all local produce stuff. It's awesome.
Love favorite it. Athlete ever? Any sport?
Woo! Well, I grew up a Cal Ripken fan.
Yeah, that's so nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to put him up there.
Cal Ripken? Okay. Yep. All right. Favorite actor?
Favorite actor?
That could be male or female.
Yeah. Gosh, that's a great question. I can give you my favorite movie.
Okay.
Field of Dreams is probably my favorite movie.
Yeah. My son and I were watching that last night, as
a
matter of
fact. It's on TV.
Oh, it's one of those that you clicking through, you stop.
Yeah, it's the first movie that I ever cried at.
I cry every time.
Playing catch with the dad.
You want to have a catch?
Yeah. Phenomenal.
They will come.
They will come. That's right. People will come, right. Yeah.
Favorite musician?
Another great question. So I grew up a big Van Halen fan.
Okay.
That's not a musician, that's a band.
Well, I mean, music genre.
Yeah. I listen to most everything. I was a big, big grunge music fan as well, being a kid in the 90s. So any Seattle grunge band, I'm probably all about it too.
Yeah. Nirvana.
Yep. Nirvana, yeah. Stone Temple Pilots, Soundgarden, any of those. Smashing Pumpkins, any of those bands. Pearl Jam.
I get it.
Yeah, it was an era.
Yeah.
It was an era.
Yeah, it was.
I wore flannel and baggy jeans. Yeah. Early teen.
Favorite vacation spot you've ever been to?
Two spots. Kauai, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Paradise. And Turks and Caicos.
Bucket list of where you want to go.
Anywhere in Europe. South of France, I would love to go to.
I want to go to Scotland.
Okay.
Do you know the U.S., the Open Championship, quote, the British Open, is at St. Andrews next year?
Yeah. You going to try to go?
No, I'm going.
You're going.
I'm not trying.
Nice.
And I already told spouse,
get used to it.
Nice.
I'm going.
That's fantastic.
I can clip off both things.
Heck yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. My dad's played a couple of courses over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it was just awesome.
Thanks for doing this, man.
Thank you for inviting me. Yeah, it's already been an hour?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, have me back anytime.
That's all we can do with you, man. Hey, but seriously, Chris, you do. I enjoy your work. I really
Thank
do.
Thank you. You know? I appreciate
and
it.
People know me. If I didn't, I wouldn't tell you.
Well, have a lot of fun doing it, man.
All right. Hey, Chris. Thank you. Chris Harris, sports anchor at WSMB. Brandon Bigsby, thank you. Good job again today. 4 o'clock, F&M Bank Arena, Clarksville, Cats, Albany Firebirds, first place in AF1 on the line. National TV game on Vice. Eli Gold doing that. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening.